Hello and welcome to day 10 of the 30 day challenge. Thank you to those beautiful souls who actually checked in on me to see why the day 10 episode wasn't up and the consequent episodes weren't up. Well, we recently lost someone in our family and I had to be there, and since I had to be there, I obviously wasn't in the frame of mind to record a podcast. Now, this was a very senior member from my husband's side of the family. I might not have interacted much with them, but then a loss is a loss, and so it took me a while to get back. The thing is that my family has lost two people in the past 1 month, and both of them were pretty senior members, and even though they were old, the heart does not accept, right? I mean, you can't just say, it's okay, they were old. You'd still miss the person. And as I sat in these funerals, I was basically, you know, just sitting there. I didn't have much to do or contribute. I was thinking about the whole situation, and I actually visualized it. You know, I tend to do that. I kind of find references and kind of try to understand or make myself understand the situation better. And I visualized it like a player being outed from a game. You know, they just vanish, poof, they're gone. And then what happens? They're gone from that level, they're vanished from that level. Then what happens? Where do they go? What happens to their belongings, their toothbrush, their favorite coffee mug, their all-time favorite TV show? What happens to all of that, you know? See, now the thing is, all of us have seen losses at a personal level. All of us have known or been through such situations that have left us a bit, you know, what in the head. The thing is, I lost my maternal grandparents when I was about 10, and again when I was about 16 or 17, and now almost 15-16 years have passed. All I wish was that I wish there were more facilities back then for me to record them doing stuff, take a photo, take maybe 100 photos, record a couple of videos, get some recipes from my grandmother. Now I faintly remember my grandmom's voice. She had this thing, you know, where if I said party, and she'd be like, oh, and I have never heard someone say that ever, or at least not in that tone. So that part of her voice I will always remember, but I almost don't remember anything related to my granddad, his voice or his gait, you know, because it just fades. And I really wish we had more technology back then to record all these things, because it really does matter. And what comes to my mind is that when we lose people, our circle gets smaller, little by little. It's invisibly shrinking. And then suddenly the number of living grandparents in your life can be counted on one hand. It sounds strange, right? I mean, we don't notice it. We're also busy doing things. Yes, we go attend someone's funeral, feel bad for their loss, the family's loss, and we come back home and just go about doing our own stuff, and we realize, what in the world is happening? This circle is getting smaller day by day. These people who held the core memories of your growing up life are slowly moving on to different planes, and you will not get to see them again. Now this is a very heavy thought, but I know a lot of us go through this, and we have these questions of what next and what happens after that. And talking about this, surprisingly, I was reminded of this poem that I read in school. I'm not sure it was in the 11th or 12th grade, but I remember it clearly. It was by James Shirley, Death the Leveler. And it reminded me that regardless of who we are, what we do, passing away, the concept of death, brings us all to the same level. And no matter how much atom you put in your life, no, the end is going to be the same. So I thought, why not instead use our time doing nicer things, visiting family often, attending those functions that we think are like boring or like not necessary, or second circle of family kind of functions, or clicking a lot of pictures with young ones, old ones with young ones. Why don't we do that? Why don't we do that more consciously? Why don't we make more core memories? Because at the end of the day, somehow that's all that we are left with. And now that we have this boon of technology, why don't we make use of it, you know? I may not want an AI version of my party talking to me, but I would give anything just to hear her speak one more time. On that note, I'm going to have some chai, gather my thoughts back again, and I will see you tomorrow. Thank you for sticking around. This is Anjana. You can tell me what you think about this episode, your thoughts, right below in the comments section. And yep, I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, take care. Tata, bye-bye.